in.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone.
First off, we have to wake ourselves up, so a little bit of mental exercise. This is a game called Opposites. Okay? The opposite of red is green. Good. The opposite of up is? Okay. The opposite of in is? The opposite of male is? The opposite of irony is wrinkly. I led you into that one. It was intentional, and I apologize. First things, hymns by request. Did you all get the email reminding you? Richard, get up in the pulpit here. We're going to get those hymns from you. First one has already been suggested. We'll start with Holy, 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 maybe a verse or so. But do you have hymns? And I need the name and the hymn number, so that Richard and Barbara can figure them out and get them ordered and get them lined out to where they're going. Are you ready, Richard?
Yeah.
2173.
What's the name of it?
Shine.
The what?
Shine, Jesus, shine.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Here's Richard and I humming them. Others? Colleen. How great thou art, number 77. I've heard that. Tom, did you have your hand up? No. Carol Danielson has her hand up. In the garden, 314. That's where they were, and I want to acknowledge some of those people that were not necessarily in the garden, but in the yard, pulling weeds, doing work around the church. If you haven't been around the church and seen, drive around. I mean, we've got some wonderful volunteers that have done great work. You ready for another one? Yeah, I'm going to Mark next when you're ready. Mark?
715, rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, 715.
We have a request for blessed assurance from somebody.
Blessed assurance has been asked for?
Yeah.
It wasn't blessed insurance? No, assurance.
You going to do an ad for Progressive or something?
A prayer for those people in California that cannot get insured.
Yeah.
That they've been moved beyond. And Florida. Debbie. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. 593. How many have we got there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't see any others pending. Let's call that good for now, because that'll be 3 and 3, because we are doing our VBS video. Okay. Announcement time. So I really put you to work mentally here, didn't I? And so I tried to give you some warning so you could think about what your favorite hymns were ahead of time. Boy, we've picked out some great ones. Thank you. By way of announcement, Debbie Gunther has an announcement. Michael Sumrall, if you would run a microphone over to her.
Good morning. Our Panda Express, we made $99, so thank you very much.
Amen.
And the next crop fundraiser will be August 17th at Applebee's on Islef. Thank you.
All right, missions. All you have to do is go and eat, and they donate a portion of what they earn, and helps us do mission works. A church without mission is like a torch without burning. The Reverend Bishop Roy Sano. And I'm sure he's not the first one to I believe it was a quote that he quoted someone else. Other announcements. Mark Doctor, choir will be beginning on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Be there, sing, join.
Wonderful wet people that we don't know what your face looks like.
Okay. If you're a first-timer, great time to get started on it. And Mark is inviting the people, some that are joining virtually, to come and join. I'm not sure how some of you from California or New York can join virtually, but we're thinking about that. We might have to work that out. But prayers for the choir as they begin to come back into preparations. Other announcements? I don't see any other. Let's give the... I'm going to stall for a minute and let the musicians up here, Barbara and Richard, kind of coordinate and get themselves squared away. We do have air conditioning, you might have noticed. Is that wonderful? Yay. And just a thought to be prayerful of those persons that are stuck without it and that are struggling in portions of our country that are under that massive heat bubble that is just devastating. So we want to be aware of that, and also of the fact that we have done some more work around the church and done that. If you have not and been planning, if you've been planning to give to some of the repairs and upgrades and works on the church beyond your normal giving, I want to remind you that these are ongoing and that we're continuing to try and accomplish some of those things and get them done. So I want you to be aware of that. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay. I'm going to let you talk quietly amongst yourselves for just a moment. You know, it always, I must have been fascinating to be in the Continental Congress in 1770s and 74 and whatever, and they're debating a revolution against the kingdom that they've come from. They're a colony of England, and to debate that tough issue of breaking away and becoming a nation unto itself. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. It is noted, if you've ever seen the musical 1776, there was no air conditioning, there was no screens. And so if you closed the windows, it got, quote, hot as hell in Philadelphia. And people would shout, open up a window, and they'd shout, no, too many flies here. So if you can imagine being in that time and place, just an awareness. We are not. We are in a more blessed and cooler spot and happier. They appear to be ready. Are we ready? All right. Stand up. Wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
This is mine.
Here it
is. Stapled. I know it's mine.
Because I printed it. It's the right date and everything. You're on, buddy.
Okay. Okay, if you'll remain standing for the moment and prepare for the call to worship. Be glad in God and rejoice, O righteous. Shout for joy, all upright of heart. God has called us by name and poured out abundant mercy upon us. God has multiplied our resources and blessed us with food for our body and our soul. Christ dwells in our hearts through faith that we may be rooted and grounded in love. God grants us power to comprehend love's breadth and length, its height and depths. The love of Christ surpasses knowledge and fills us with the fullness of God. And now for our opening hymn, it'll be actually three hymns, one verse each. The first one is Holy, Holy, Holy on page 64 of the blue hymnal.
Early in the morning, our
Secondly, if you'll turn to page 713.
715.
My fault, 715. How'd I get that? Okay, you're right. Rejoice, the Lord is King. Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King above. Mortals give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again. And finally, one verse of number 57. We can't be a Methodist congregation without this one. Oh, for a thousand tongues. Okay, you may be seated. The first lesson today is from Romans, the 8th chapter. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, and that the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Prayer time.
My turn. Thank you.
That was the right one, man.
Yeah. Do we want to give the last three to them now so that they can have time to prepare them?
What?
No, never mind. That would be too complicated. All right.
We were wondering whether to give you the hymns ahead of time, but you'll get distracted trying to find them, and we'll lead you along as we go. Prayer time. We really want to pause and focus. Pay our attention there. Are there concerns that you would like to lift this morning? Things that you have that are not listed in our bulletin, that we continue to lift those things in the back of the bulletin, but there are other prayers in our midst and we want to lift them. Joe, I want to ask you to come up to Michael and to the microphone and share what you know about Jim Latah.
Jim Latah is currently in the hospital.
Hang on, we can't hear you well. Just a second.
Jim Latah is currently in a hospital. He's been there for the last 3 weeks. If you missed him and whatever, he called me this last week and let me know that he's on his way to recovery and whatever. And he had a few problems and they're being taken care of. But he looks forward to coming back to Burns.
Okay. Yeah, he had mentioned he had problems with balance and other things now, yeah, as he's trying to recover from that. So
that is correct.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Well, now you definitely don't have to play with it.
I would like to lift, if you wouldn't mind, a friend of mine from Johnstown. He has actually come and helped work on things here with me. He and I were kind of a Mutt and Jeff or a what have you, a Tweedledum and Tweedledee working on equipment. And he is an excellent machinist, but he's in the hospital with undergoing some tests for things. So I want you to keep Mike in your prayers. Are there other concerns before the body as we are gathered here? Oh, Kelly, yes. Hey. Okay, and I can't hear you well enough, and they won't hear you online, so let Michael get you the microphone.
1, 2, 4. Here you go,
Kelly. We should give the microphone to Hadley. She could do
I got a buddy. His name is Marcus. His wife, Kelly, is in the hospital. She's got stomach problems.
Marcus's wife?
Yeah, her name is Kelly.
And his wife has problems.
Stomach problems.
Stomach problems. Kelly, thank you.
You're welcome.
I began to say we should have Hadley bringing the microphone forward and back. You know that she is a champion gymnast. Did all of you? Oh, I'm not sure that women were aware that, but she is a champion gymnast. Hadley, you could do cartwheels over the pews and just flip your way down. We'll develop that for you later. Other concerns before you? All right. By way of celebrations, are you going to lift any celebrations that you are aware of? This is the 30th, so we're looking at the week from July 30th to August 6th, which is totally blank in my book. Anybody have birthdays, anniversaries that I've missed that I'm not aware of? That is interesting. We're going to have to change that. Some of you that are all bunched up in December are going to have to move your birthdays over here and make that change. And if we haven't lifted you and you're keeping quiet, tisk, tisk. So prayers for all of you. We do want to celebrate the wonder of creation around us. We want to celebrate that we have water. June moved us out of drought, although I'm not sure how long we'll stay that way if it doesn't keep raining. But this week, those of you who stopped praying for rain, a little more prayers for the evening rains, just to, so I can turn off my sprinklers and leave them off. So evening showers to cool us off. But prayers for those who are not sheltered, those who are in the midst of the heat, and for caregivers, especially police officers who are wearing body armor under their shirts and their uniforms, and they stand on the asphalt in the street. They are cooking. They're literally boiling. Firefighters, it's very tough duty. So just be aware and say thank you if you see them. You cannot offer them a glass or a bottle of water or anything. They're not allowed to take it because you might be up to something naughty. So I don't want to do that. But at least say thank you. Any others by way of celebrations? Please, Dawn.
We're just glad to have my dad, Don, here with us today.
Don, glad to have you with us, brother. Does it ever get confusing in the house when they say Don and Don and Don and Don? Oh, yeah, I do. And I want to go there.
A lot of rhyming. Hey, Ricky.
Well, I understand, but by audio-wise, that you know, I had two fellows in class with me when I was in ninth grade, and they were... they would, knowing which the teacher would point at them and say one of their names, and the other one would answer every time. They had it down to the science. Oh. Donnie, I see. All right. It makes sense. So if we call you Donnie, we'd get away with it. All right. Don and Donnie. Amen. Other prayers. These prayers center us, attach us to the prayers that God hears, attaches us to the community, and centers us in Christ. Let's join in our unison prayer. Precious Lord, hear your family in prayer. We have experienced the glory of your creation and yet we hesitate to acknowledge you in our lives. We see rain and rainbows. We see children laughing and playing and growing, full of life and joy. Even in the midst of brutish heat, we see nature shouting your praises all around us. And all too seldom we acknowledge you. Loving Lord, help our blindness. Guide us to turn from the view that only sees an unloving, uncaring world, and help us to envision you in all things. Lord God, we seek you. Guide us back to your love and care. Guide us to share your love with the world around us. I invite you to a moment of silence and meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we pause to acknowledge that you are the creator of all things. You have created love and care of nurturing, of compassion. And you have sent your speakers into the world, the prophets, that help us know the path to follow to join you in righteousness, to be a people with you as we journey back to the garden. Lord God, you are great beyond our imagination. We fail to acknowledge you. When things seem to be going our way, it's because we're so good. And when things seem to be going poorly, it's always your fault. You know our ignorance in praying. And yet, through your grace, you remain with us. You forgive us. You guide us. You summon us. You lead us. And you love us. As we are here gathered, we pause to acknowledge all the ways you have been a part of our lives and the lives of this congregation, the lives of this church, this town, how you have been a part of these United States. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide and bless our union, each of us apart, and you bless each and one of us. Lord, we are grateful. Help us remember to pause and listen for your still, small voice. Help us pause in the moments when everything is too frantic, that those are the very moments we should pause and hear your voice speaking to us. Amidst crowds, amidst shouting, amidst anger, amidst cries for justice and revenge, Lord, your voice calls to us. Help us be your mouthpieces. Help us be those who offer Christ. Lord, be with us, be with our people, be with our families, be with our children. Be with those who are far from home, especially troops serving around the world. Be with caregivers who struggle with heat and with affliction. Be with us all that we might walk more closely with you through Christ. And Lord, hear us, your people gathered with all the people of the world in different languages at different times, as we reflect your prayer, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We will not pass the place. It is the new way of how we are in being. But you know that we need your help. The church is made up of us as peoples. And so we gather, and we're thankful for you the ways that you give through your offerings. Barbara has an offertory for us.
If you'll rise, please, for the reading of the gospel. The gospel lesson is from the 13th chapter of Matthew. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. And now, another 3 hymns.
Nope. We're going to do the VBS video, and we'll do the other 3 hymns at the end. This is where we'll do the other 3, the last 3.
Yeah, but we have 3 sets of hymns.
Oh, that's
another 6. Well, we'll sing those all at the end. Okay. Well, let's sing one of them. What do you have?
I didn't. Go ahead.
What do you have for the first one of the second set?
Hang on.
Blessed assurance.
Let's sing one verse of blessed assurance, then we'll do the kids' video. This is a good one for you to walk down to. Paya and Hadley and Bo and Shelly Rayburn, I know she's a big VPSer. And all of you young kiddos, come down and sing it. So get ready for the hymn. But blessed assurance, number?
369.
We're going to do that first. Then we'll do the video. So come on down.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Heir of this nation, purchase of God,
born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story.
Now I'm exhausted. I was leaning on the arms, and I ran out of breath. All right, it's not quite that bad. I'm exaggerating a little bit. What do you think of those scriptures? You've heard them before. Front of the bulletin has a pearl of great price. You see the pearl in the shell there? Don't know much about pearls and shells. The Colorado oceans are just not so full of pearls and what have you, but the kingdom of God is the topic. The kingdom of God is what we're talking about. And an interesting phenomena about the Bible is that at some places in the Bible, they did not ever use the word God. It was a holy name that you never spoke aloud. So they would refer to it the kingdom of heaven, instead of the kingdom of God. That was a way to talk around. It is one and the same. Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God are the same. But it's written different ways in different places, and now you know the rest of the story. I'm sure you really stayed up way late at night worrying about that. But if you picture the kingdom of God, you picture this, what do you picture? You know, initially when I heard about that, I thought, okay, everybody's sitting around on fluffy clouds. Isn't that what the paintings and the videos always show? And somebody playing a harp and classical music in the background. But you know what? There are people that are not much fans of classical music. And there are some of us that go nuts if we have to just sit around
you tell us to go to the doctor's office, we'll have a seat, we'll be with you in a few minutes. That drives me nuts. Now, I know some of you are thinking that's a short trip for you, Pastor, but and that's true too. But sitting is not, and waiting to do what you're supposed to be doing, that doesn't come well for some of us. And so what is the kingdom like? Well, it's going to be different for all of us, isn't it? And yet in that gathering, when we are in the kingdom together, we will all be in our kingdom, in the same place with our favorite music, all of it going at the same time, and all of us hearing our music alone. Can't quite imagine it? We are humans. We are finite. So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, in the Old Testament, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah, their visionment and their just thoughts about it were relatively earthly. They were relatively hung and caught up in what that would be from their limited vision of how the world could be. But when we begin to listen and Jesus begins to instruct us and comes to share and enlighten and lift the scriptures further, we find that he's talking about something different. The mustard seed is not about the seed that's going to blossom in the afterlife. And it's not something else. It's something here and now in this life. And it reflects on a time that may not necessarily be about God becomes the ruler of the world. God becomes the president of the earth. That might be the way some would see that in an authoritarian scheme. But Jesus talks in a way that leads me to believe that the kingdom is individual and the kingdom is within. I don't know how much you're into popular music, but there's a group called The Word, and they do a song called Royals. And it fascinates me because she's talking about, we're not royals. We don't have Grey Poupon. And she lists a bunch of things that she envisions very rich and wealthy people might be associated with, owning your own island or champagne and ball gowns, glittering ball gowns, and diamonds, and having your own tiger on a leash. This is what royals and rich and wealthy and aspiring people might be. She's poking her finger at all of that. We're not royals, she says. But there is some truth to what she's saying. There are many that hold that the kingdom is here on earth and that these things that some are aspiring to are that kingdom. If you become that wealthy and you can wear diamonds on all your fingers and that you might think that you have indeed found the kingdom. The more I see in the papers about wealthy people and the messes they get into, the more I'm convinced that they have gone the other way. So the kingdom is not about accumulating wealth. I think we all knew that. We were all aware there was something more going on there. But it's not about things at all. It's not about possessions. And more than that, it's not about power or fame or beauty. The kingdom isn't about achieving those things. But the kingdom brings us back down onto earth. And on this earth, we endure hardships. I was thinking about that one day. Are there some people that just don't endure any hardships? Have you ever met anybody whose life is just smooth sailing? Unfortunately, I knew a family who basically had that. Their oldest son was brilliant, top of his class, excellent at everything. And he was idyllic. He was just perfect. Mom and dad well educated. Dad was president of the college. And one day he went over to a buddy's. He was out of high school, and he drove over to a buddy's house, and they had a couple of beers or something. And he was driving back. He had an icy spot, and he rolled his truck out into the field alongside the road. And he wasn't injured, and he got out of the truck, though, and he saw this awful occurrence. And he had had such an idyllic life, everything had been so easy, that he was completely overwhelmed with it, and he shot himself. And he didn't die. He was handicapped for the rest of his life. But you see, he had gotten caught in that sense of, I don't know what bad is. I don't even know what it feels like. Others of us are pretty aware. I heard a laugh there. I'm not going to go down there. And some would say the kingdom comes after we die, that we are at ease when we are in Jesus' arms on the clouds. But Jesus, again, indicates that the kingdom is here and now. He talks about this pearl. You know what a merchant is. A merchant would have merchandise. A merchant would buy and sell, would trade, would exchange, would build their business, and maybe have fleets of boats and what have you. And so growing their company, their kingdom, as you will, and they are growing it, and yet the merchant finds a pearl of great value. Now, it doesn't say great price. It doesn't say great beauty. It doesn't say a famous pearl. It says a pearl of great value. And that's important. Because value is something that the merchant had lost. The merchant was caught up with things and the cost of things and how much they were. And how much he could get and how much he could control. But he gives up all that he has to go and get that pearl of great value. He has found that pearl, the pearl that Jesus is talking about. That's why he lifts the parable. That pearl is like the mustard seed. Now I'm going to jump again, so just hang with me. We'll try and bring it all together at the end, as they say. But you've seen illustrations of a mustard seed. They're little tiny boogers like this, aren't they? I've done children's moment with mustard seeds, and invariably I've lost the mustard seed before I could get to the children's moment. That's always entertaining, too. But have you ever known a moment of bliss? A moment of perfection? Just a brief second even of knowing that all is right with the world in this instant, in this time with me and with mine. Have you ever known one of those? I thought perhaps I would have known them as a kiddo, but I can't reflect on a specific time. The only times I remember vividly in a kiddo was when I was trying to stop the blood from wherever I've injured myself. Some moments of bliss, though, of those, they might come, a hint of them in some major achievement. But when they are that moment of perfection and they involve other people, it's a rare glimpse that we don't often get to see. But in experiencing them, those little tiny mustard seeds of those moments, if we nurture them, they grow. They grow and they become greater in size. And as they grow, they begin to branch out and they offer sanctuary for innocence. Those innocent ones that would come and land on the branches, that would be a part of, that would join with that sense of peace. The kingdom of God is like that. The birds of the air come and make nests in the branches. Unfortunately, in our societies, many have sought that moment of bliss, of peace, of ecstasy is where they get caught. And they begin to search for it in drugs or in ecstatic states or in wonderful movies that that bring them to tears or bring them to happiness or celebration or winning a ball game or any of those momentary things that are worldly, without knowing that this perfection comes in our relationship with God. These might be visible to us in others we've met. Have you met those people that you know they're at peace? You know that they are centered in themselves and are okay? And you find yourself drawn to them and you want to light on the branches like those birds building your nest. They have found a piece of the kingdom and that grace is growing like a bush. Bliss. We think we know how to get there. Paul was great. He said, "We do not know how to pray as we ought." This is what Richard read. "But that very Spirit intercedes for us." What should we pray for? How should we pray? What should we be praying about? I was thinking about that when I was in grade school. Maybe you were like me. If I had prayed, I would have prayed, "Lord, I want you to go and punish Victor. He keeps pushing me off the swing. Victor's a bad boy. Go punish him, Lord." Never seemed to happen. Because God is not in that prayer. God is good. All the time, God is. We hang on to that and we focus on that and then we reflect. And some people pray, "Lord, I want you to do this bad thing to someone." It's not going to happen. God is not going to afflict Victor and take him out of my life. God might help me understand that Victor has grown up in a household with a dad that's a bully, a brute, an unhappy family perhaps, something in his past has brought him into a place that has made him an unpleasant person. And as we come to understand and begin to realize, we might actually be able to pause and say, "Lord, I want you to be with Victor." And we begin to see a glimpse of that mustard seed, of that bliss that comes not from trying to be angry with others, but finding a place where we might intervene with God, with someone else. We are transformed. That mustard seed grows. And that seed grows by God's grace. We need to acknowledge that. It's probably not something we can do, although we can follow where we're nurtured. We can take in the nourishment we receive, and we can use that to be a part of that growth, of that becoming that we're seeking to become. Now, I offer all of this up because there's a passage that occurs in all the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all have one thing that Jesus said, and they were all puzzled by it. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God has come near you." And they all interpret that differently. They're trying to figure it out. They remember the saying. And what does that mean? I mean, did we miss it? We were walking past the village. Did it come near us there? And he's talking about himself as that bush upon which the birds can land and make their nests in the branches. That kingdom within him is something we can see and we can follow and seek and that we can grow by the grace of God. Amen. All right, Richard and Barbara are going to lead us. We're going to do another 19 hymns here. That was a joke. So, okay, we're going to do another three or we're going to do another five? We're doing three. I'm getting the words directly from the horses, from Richard's mouth.
The first one is 314.
In the garden. If you want to stand up, you can. So 314, please.
Get up here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tear.
The second hymn is 593, Here I Am, Lord, one verse. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Who shall I send? Here I am, Lord. And finally, one verse of 77, How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you for your choices of hymns. Thank you, Barbara. You understand she has to be prepared to play everything in the hymnal and the faith we sing, spur of the moment. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. And Richard as well, standing up, leading all of that. We could have picked something totally off the wall. Well, we might have picked some things right off the wall. Come, Richard, walk out with us, with Melissa and I, if you will. We go from here. May you find that seed within that might grow to become the bush, the mustard bush, the greatest of bushes in which the birds of the air might land and make their nests, even as Christ directs. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen?
Amen.
Let's join hands and sing our closing.
Thank you.
And God's people said,
Amen.